Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And today we're going to get into the numbers. You have to understand what real estate can do for you financially. See, you've probably been told that the way to successfully retire is to push money into a 401k or an IRA or a SEP or a 401, whatever those things are. You know where I'm going. And save your way to retirement. Unfortunately, it's not working for most Americans. More and more Americans get to an age of retirement somewhere down the road in their life, usually in their 60s, maybe in their 70s. And they stop working and they look at that pile of money that they've accumulated over their lifetime. And they quickly realize that even with Social Security benefits, it's going to be a difficult road to maintain the lifestyle that they used to have in retirement. Because what Americans are doing for retirement, it's not working. It really isn't working. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we'll help you get retired in 5 years or less. And I'm not trying to turn this into a commercial. I'm just telling you that we can help you make that happen. It's going to take some work on your part. I mean, we don't do something for nothing. We're certainly not an organization that is going to steer you in the wrong direction. We're going to show you what right looks like, and we're going to give you an opportunity to get going. And you're going to be surrounded with like-minded investors that either are on the same journey you're on or have preceded you, and they're willing to help you get to where they've gotten to. I mean, that's part of the culture at Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, I've belonged to a lot of organizations, and the camaraderie that this organization has and the willingness to help other people is really what sets it apart. I mean, that at the end of the day, if you were to ask me what's the one thing Lifestyles Unlimited can do for you, is it's going to give you the support systems that you need to be successful. Now, if you're lazy, this isn't going to work for you. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and pick up a hammer and do all the repairs on a property yourself. No, that's not how we do business. We're not interested in teaching you how to do a job. I mean, the reality is you probably already have one of those. You're already working diligently for somebody else or yourself, and we get that. I mean, our members pretty much start in that place. But they all have a shared goal, and that shared goal is to get to a point of retirement in 5 years or less. Instead of the grand plan that society has for you, of, you know, working 35, 45, whatever years, trying to save up money, only to find out that maybe you don't have enough when the magic moment occurs. Why not just do something that's going to help you regain control of your life? Because if you think about it, you're kind of an indentured servant. You are. You're being paid to perform a job, and you use that paycheck to support whatever lifestyle you have. And that lifestyle, you know, maybe I'm going to sound like I'm picking on you. So here goes. Maybe that lifestyle is living in a bigger house than you really need. Maybe it's driving a fancier car than you really need. Maybe it's all focused on creating this impression to the world that you're wealthy. But if you peel back the onion, you find out that you're living paycheck to paycheck. It happens. I've been there. I know exactly what that's like, because you think that that's what success really looks like. And I'm here to tell you that's really not what success looks like. Because if they take it all away, if you lose your job, if you can't find another job that pays you the same wages or even more than the job that you just lost, you're going in the wrong direction. But when you own real estate assets, and those assets are paying you five different ways, technically six ways if you're dealing in the multifamily space, and you have enough of those assets producing a monthly cash flow, and that monthly cash flow meets or exceeds your costs of living, You've effectively retired yourself. You've created a situation in your life where if you wake up and you decide not to go to work, you can just call in dead. Yeah, you heard me. Call in dead. Hey, I'm dead. I don't want to work anymore. Bye. I quit. And not have to worry about the pain and suffering associated with not having income streams to pay for your livelihood. That's the way it works. I'm telling you, that's the way it works. And some of you may have invested previously in real estate. And maybe you got burned because you didn't do it the right way. I'm here to tell you there's a right and there's a wrong way. And what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we show you the right way. Now, we come back from the break. I'm going to introduce you to Hassan and Nasreen. Now, they did a case study for us in November. It was eye-opening, and I'm going to share the information with you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get into the nitty-gritty of one of our members' stories. I'm going to share with you information that they shared with our community, because I think it's important for you to understand the power that real estate has to dramatically change your life. And it starts with owning your first property. And I don't mean going out and, you know, hey, look, there's a boarded up house, honey, let's buy that. Okay. You got to ask the why. Why would you buy that particular property? What do you know about the neighborhood? What do you know about the potential for that property? What are rents in the area? What are fair market value for an improved property? By the way, do you know what it costs to repair the systems and things like that so that you can make that a profitable investment? I mean, there, I just kind of gave you a nutshell of some of the stuff you need to know. And that's some of the stuff that we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, because we want you to be successful. Now, last November, we had a young couple. You know, it's interesting. As I get older, it's easier for me to say that, you know, we had a young couple or a young man. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole. But this young couple is in their late 30s. Okay, I think she's a few years younger than him. But it gives you an idea of the age group, right? And they live in Austin, Texas. Now, they've got a pretty interesting story. They came to Lifestyles Unlimited and became members in November of 2019. So before the pandemic and everything like that. Now, Hassan, he's an electrical engineer and he makes good money doing that. I think it's fair to say he's in the six-figure range. Now, I didn't ask him exactly how much money he makes because, to be honest with you, it's none of my business. And second of all, it really doesn't matter to me because where I see Hassan in the future is not working as an electrical engineer, but I see him as an investor in multifamily properties and probably a lead investor because the guy has the mind for it and he's got the skill set for it and he's got the desire and the drive. Some great, great skill sets to have. Now, Nisreen, she's an operations manager and she works in the healthcare industry. I think it's pretty much safe to say that, you know, she's in that six-figure range too. Now, one of the things that they did in life was they went out and they bought some single family properties. And there's actually a very interesting backstory on how all of this started. So if you go back a couple of years, Hassan was actually in graduate school. He went back to school to get that graduate degree because we all know that in corporate America, the more diplomas that you have, obviously the better you are at doing your job, right? Did you notice the sarcasm in my voice? Yeah. Because it's the same way in the military. Just because you get that extra shingle doesn't necessarily mean you're better than anybody else. It just means you got that extra shingle. So that's a discriminator when they look at whether or not they're going to take you for the next position. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, I don't know why I'm so surly today. But let's get back to Hassan because this is really a good story. So while he was in graduate school, Hassan was living in student housing, basically, you know, an apartment that was owned by the university that he rented. And he had two roommates. So he was in like a three bedroom, two bath, whatever that thing was. And he was paying $900 a month just for the rent. And, you know, when you're a graduate student, depending on how you went to graduate school, whether your company is, you know, keeping you on the payroll or you left the company to go to graduate school and, you know, there's costs associated with going to graduate school, yada, yada, yada. Anyhow, he's paying $900 a month for rent. So if you annualize that, okay, you know, that's a chunk of change, right? Well, he had made some friends in graduate school and one of his friends was actually a stay-at-home dad. That's right. And Hassan was like, dude, how do you do that? How is it you can be a stay-at-home dad and not have to work for your income? Are you like, you know, you a trust fund baby? What is it? And the guy said, well, I own real estate. And Hassan, his eyes opened up. He's like, what do you mean you own real estate? And when he got to know this guy a little bit more about what he was doing, Hassan realized that this guy was bringing in more money every month than what his former boss was making at the company he had been at. And he wanted to figure out how to do that. So he educated himself in whatever methodology he chose to educate himself in. And he wound up, after a couple of months, getting to know the market, buying a three-bedroom, two-bath condo. Now, we don't like condos at Lifestyles Unlimited. When you become a member, we'll explain why. But he bought a condo. And this particular condo apparently had been vacant for like 5 years. It was what's called REO, or real estate owned. It was owned by a bank. And eventually, the bank got around to trying to get it off of their books. So Hassan had a opportunity to buy this thing. And it didn't need a lot of work. I mean, it was, in the way he described it, it was in pretty good shape. So he bought this thing, and his two roommates that were living with him in the student housing apartment, he said, look, man, I've got this nice little condo. It's better than where we're at. Better location, better amenities, better, better, better. Would you be willing to come live with me and pay rent here? And they were like, sure. Well, the thing that Hassan learned by doing that, by owning his own asset as opposed to renting the asset from the school, the rents that his roommates paid, which, by the way, were commensurate with what they had paid for the apartment, was enough money to cover his mortgage and his association fees. He essentially lived in that property rent-free for the rest of his time in graduate school. So what he wound up doing, I mean, let's put the math to it. What he wound up doing was paying himself essentially $900 per month. Because if you think about it, that's $900 a month that he didn't have to outlay. That's $10,800 a year. He saved himself. He learned a great lesson. Now, as time went on, he finished graduate school, and then he moved to a place called Austin, Texas. And that's when Nisreen comes into the picture. Oh, it's a good story. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free.
Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online pre-workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm telling you the story of Hassan and Nasreen. And where we're at in the story right now is Hassan graduates from graduate school, and he follows the tech boom to Austin, Texas, where he gets a good paying job. And he meets Nasreen. And they hit it off. Next thing you know, wedding bells, and they're married. And Hassan is telling her about this experience he had with investing in real estate when he was in graduate school. And Nasreen says, hey, man, that sounds like a good idea. Let's try and do that. Well, along the way, he had disposed of the condo. He sold it. It went away. And they used the proceeds to buy seven different properties, and they're doing all of this on their own. And, you know, they think they've got a pretty good system, and it seems to be doing for them what they think it's supposed to be doing for them. And they meet a guy who just happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and this particular individual was doing very well. See, he's a lead investor, meaning he goes out and he finds properties and he syndicates those properties to other Lifestyles Unlimited members who invest with him. And when they started to hear the returns that their friend was making, they were like, wow, that seems to be better than what we're doing. So the friend said, you know what you need to do? You need to go check out Lifestyles Unlimited. You need to see if it's a good fit for you. We have a lot of members that come to us and become members because they realize that we provide all the ancillary services necessary for you to be highly successful with your real estate investments. And when Hassan and Nasreen came to us and listened to what we had to say, they became members. And one of the things that they did when they went through the Financial Freedom course was they went back to those seven properties that they already owned, and they fine-tuned things because now they understood the proper way to invest in real estate, and they could see the mistakes that they made. Now, some things they couldn't control. I mean, it's done. It's in the past. You can't fix it. But other things, you have an ability to impact. And that's what they did. But more importantly, they bought three additional properties in a one-year period. By the way, during the pandemic, and they did those properties the Lifestyles Unlimited way. And what they shared at that case study was the second property that they acquired. Now, this property is located in San Antonio, Texas. So it's about an hour and a half away from where they live. And some people will think, well, wait a minute, isn't that risky? I mean, shouldn't you have your rental properties close to where you're at? And the short answer is no. See, we believe in a concept that you live where you want and you invest where it makes sense. And where they lived in Austin, Texas, the price ratios, in other words, the value of what the property is worth compared to what you can get for rents for that property, are out of whack. Yeah, Austin is kind of like California that way. But San Antonio is not. And they found a really nice property. Well, it wasn't really nice when they found it. But anyhow, when I say really nice, what I'm referring to is they found what we consider a bread and butter property. I mean, this is the kind of property that we target for. This is our number one choice if we can find it. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage home. The garage had not been converted, so it was still a garage. It was about 1,150 square feet. Well, it not was. It still is. They didn't add anything on. And this home was built back in 1976, so it's an older property. I mean, what are we looking at? 45 years-ish? Okay, so it's an older property. Now, the property was in reasonably bad shape when they took it over, you know, and it looked like everything in that particular property was the original 1976 materials. So, you know, if you walked into this property, it was like stepping into a time machine and going back to our bicentennial. This property needed some Well, it needed a lot of work. Let's just be very clear with you. It needed foundation work. It needed a lot of plumbing work. It needed additional plumbing work because after the foundation was remedied, it caused additional plumbing problems. It needed new flooring throughout. It needed updated light fixtures. It needed new appliances. It needed updating of the kitchen and bathroom areas on the exterior. It really needed a lot of paint. The exterior, I mean, it didn't look too bad, but it was kind of dull. So they went to work fixing this property up. Now, they didn't do any of the physical work. Instead, what they had done, which they had learned through Lifestyles Unlimited, which is a little bit different than what they had done on their previous properties, they assembled a team of experts to do the physical labor on the property. So what they were doing was orchestrating the deal and letting the people that really knew what they were doing do all of the work. Now, we don't believe in picking up a hammer or a paintbrush or anything like that on our properties. And it's not because that's beneath us. It's because our time is valuable. For many of the things that need to be done on a property, we're probably not the best skilled to do it. It's better to bring in proper people to do the work for you. And we've got a pretty deep bench on our vendor list, so they were able to assemble a team pretty easily. Although the home is much more modern in appearance, you know, it's got brand new appliances, and they fixed up everything and repaired everything that could go wrong in the property for the next potential 5 years. So like the water heater was bad, it was old, replace it. The air conditioning was bad. No, this air conditioning was okay. So they didn't need to do anything with it other than service it. They didn't over-improve the property. See, what they did was they understood what like-kind properties in that neighborhood that were updated looked like. And they matched the standard for the neighborhood. Now, one of the things they did was they put in something a little bit extra special in that property to make it better than the competition. But the key thing is here. They did not overimprove this property. They did not sink money into this property that was not necessary to go into this property. So they didn't turn this thing into the Taj Mahal. They turned it into a very nice, clean, functional workforce property that had something a little bit nicer. And you're probably saying, okay, what was that something? What was that something? Well, in this particular neighborhood, built-in microwaves are just not there. So they built one in. That was the extra thing. And it wasn't that expensive to do that. Where I want to go now is I want to talk a little bit about the five ways they're making money in real estate. Because you have to understand the numbers. Because when you're investing in real estate, it really is foundational that you understand what the returns are. And we make money in real estate five different ways. Okay, in the single family space. When we get into multifamily, which this property is not, there's actually a sixth way. But the five different ways we make money are cash flow. And I'm going to tell you what the cash flow is in a moment. Equity capture. That is the difference between what the property is worth and what you're all in on the property. And I'll get into that. The property has potential to appreciate over time. I mean, properties tend to double in value about every 20 years, some faster in some places, some slower in other places. You get principal pay down from the mortgage, and I'll talk about that. And we'll talk about the tax benefits. So stick around. I'm actually going to give you the numbers in the next segment, and you're going to go, wow, how did they get a 35% return cash on cash? Well, I'll tell you how.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about a property that Hassan and Nasreen presented to our membership last November, and it was the second of three properties that they've acquired as members in their 1 year of membership with Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, their total portfolio is 10 properties. And actually, I think it's 11 because they were on the hunt, and I think they had signed a contract for an additional property at the time this case study was filmed. But I want you to understand the numbers. I want you to understand how real estate has the power to pay you five different ways, which is something different than whatever you're doing for investment. Because whatever you're investing in right now probably is not paying you five different ways. It's probably not even paying you one way, with the exception of appreciation. So they bought this property for $103,000. Now, the reason they were able to buy it for $103,000 is because, well, it had issues. I mean, this thing, based on the problems associated with this house, would not conform to conventional or FHA or VA financing. So therefore, the only people that could buy it are cash buyers, which we are at Lifestyles Unlimited. But we leverage other people's money in the form of hard money. So therefore, I'll just say it right now. They did not lay down $103,000 to buy this house. What they did was they worked with one of our hard money lenders as part of our vendor team, and they secured a hard money loan, and that hard money loan allowed them to take out 70% of the after repair value on this property. 70%. And they were able to use that money for acquisition and a portion of the repair costs, as well as associated closing costs. So when the dust all settled, this particular property actually appraised for $180,000. Okay, so that's what the property is worth in the neighborhood, all fixed up, which was $15,000 above what the comp set. So it tells me that area is really doing well. The rehab on this property, right around $36,000. Okay, and remember, a portion of that was covered by the hard money loan that they utilized. So you're wondering, okay, well, how much money did they actually put out on this property? All right, $18,426. That was the bottom line. So essentially what they were able to do was buy this property, renovate this property, put it back into the inventory, found an outstanding resident because it was the best property in the marketplace. They had plenty of people that wanted to rent this thing. And at the end of the day, after they put their long-term financing on, their actual percentage down about 10%. And you're thinking, whoa, so they've got mortgage insurance, basically. So if you don't have a certain percentage of equity in a property, then they charge you. Because the way they did it, they were able to keep their cash outlay as low as possible. Now, where that's important is in the form of the returns that they're getting on this investment. So when they did the comps on the property for rents, when they bought this thing, they were looking at about $1,400 a month for rent. But when they finally renovated the property, which didn't take them very long, by the way, I think this property was in rehab for maybe about 2 months. That was the entire timeline on this property. They were able to secure a monthly rent of $1,475. So that's $75 a month more than what they thought they could get for the property. Now, when you take that rental payment and you subtract the associated expenses for this property, which, by the way, is primarily a mortgage because they fixed everything that can go wrong, you're looking at a monthly cash flow of $539 a month. So annualized, this is bringing them almost $6,500 a year. They just gave themselves a $6,500 a year raise by buying this property. And when you look at the cash on cash returns, because they're getting about $6,500 in annual rents, and you divide that by the $18,500 that they put into the property, they're getting a 35% return on their money. Yes, you heard me correctly. 35% return on your money. Are you getting a 35% return on your money year over year? Yeah. Now, it doesn't stop there, because one of the other things that they did, remember, they paid $103,000 for this property, but the value of that property was actually $180,000. So that gave them an equity capture of about $28,000. So that was equity that was built into this property. It goes right on their balance sheet. Yeah, it's wealth. It's exactly what it is. It's $28,000 worth of wealth. As a matter of fact, when you take that $28,000 and you divide it by the cash out of pocket of about $18,500, they're getting 152% return on capital gains because they captured all that wealth by buying correctly. Now, it doesn't stop there, because when they own this property, and their game plan is to own this property for about 3 years, reevaluate it, and decide whether or not to sell it or maybe refinance it or whatever they're going to do. But they're looking at a 3-year hold right now. So if you look at the fact that properties have a tendency to appreciate and double in value over a 20-year period. So if I go with a very conservative 3.5% appreciation rate per year, what they're looking at is about $19,500 in appreciation on this property. So that's an additional $19,500 in equity that they're going to gain just because of time. If you look at the fact this thing is going to go up about $19,500 in 3 years, they're looking at a projected future value of this property of just about $200,000. It actually, my number is actually $199,569. So let's call it $200,000. And let's say, well, let me back up one step, because I got to talk about principal reduction. I got to talk about principal pay down, because that's another way we make money in real estate. So if you look at the principal pay down, the fact that every month when they receive the rent payment, they're going to make the associated mortgage payment on this property. And a part of that mortgage payment is principal, and a part of it is interest. Now, principal portions actually pay down the amount that you owe on that property. So over a 3-year period, they should pay down that mortgage by about $9,300. In other words, that's an additional equity capture of $9,300 on that property. Now, let's say we get to that 3-year mark, and let's say they decide they want to sell. And let's say that property got up to $200,000 in price because it has potential to do that. They should owe about $150,000 on that property. So what they're looking at is an equity at sale of right around the neighborhood of $50,000. Let's go with 49 because it actually, my math shows me to round down. So if they sell that property after 3 years and they have a cost of sale of about 8%, that usually takes care of your commissions and your title insurance and your escrow fees, that's going to be about $16,000. Their adjusted gain on this property is about $34,000. So they could sell that property, take an additional $34,000 in capital gains out on this property, and walk away with a lot of money. Now, what I want to do now is I want to talk about their portfolio, because I think this is the power that real estate is trying to tell you. Remember I said they had 7 properties coming to Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, they weren't generating cash flow the way they should have. So they made changes to those properties and got the cash flow levels at where they're supposed to be. Now, the 3 properties that they currently own with Lifestyles Unlimited training, those were doing real well. And when you add up all of the cash flows, now, by the way, 2 of the properties that they own are actually duplexes. So the cash flows are a little higher, but they're looking at $6,200 a month in cash flow. $6,200 a month. So if you annualize that, you're looking at $74,400 in annual cash flow. Now, I will tell you, with that $74,400 in real estate, once you take a look at the fact you're not paying certain taxes and things like that as you would if you're employed, not to mention the costs associated with being employed, they've just retired one of them. And guess who the lucky person was? Yes, it was the missus. It was Nisreen. She is getting ready to leave her job, and she is looking forward to investing in more real estate so they can get Hassan retired. And here's the other thing. Across all of their properties, they have about $475,000 worth of equity that they can tap into. $475,000. That's great seed capital for getting started in multifamily. So if you would like to learn how we do it, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.